It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, December 9th, 2022. In our marine weather forecast today, we have a strong warm front moving through our area late this afternoon through Saturday morning. Gale to storm force winds are likely, so it could be blowing pretty hard right there on the coast. Low pressure will weaken Saturday night through Sunday, so we could be looking again at interruptions in ship traffic coming across the Columbia River Bar. It's just part of winter on the coast. I'll keep you posted. Small craft advisory in effect through this morning. Gale warning in effect from this morning through Saturday. And in today's marine weather forecast, we have south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots, becoming southeast 25 to 30, gusting to 35 in the morning. Combined seas 12 feet with a dominant period of 13 seconds between wave crests. A slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning and rain is in the forecast. And today we'll talk about the U.S. Coast Guard report on the grounding of the mega container ship Ever Forward in Chesapeake Bay earlier this year. A huge incident with big consequences. But first, a look at today's ship schedule. Our first inbounder today is the Pelican Pacific, arriving from South Korea, headed to the port of Vancouver. Her cargo is refined petroleum. She will pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m., be in Vancouver by about 4:30 this afternoon. The Emerald Dongji is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage near Astoria. She's going to Kalama eventually to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be in the Rice Island Anchorage by about 2:30 p.m. The Lila Sydney is arriving from Japan, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She will pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver's Anchorage by about 10:30 p.m. The CL Nakama is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver's Anchorage, another wheat ship, passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m., in Vancouver by about 11:30 p.m. And the Athens Highway is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board, passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m. She'll be in Portland by about 3:30 a.m. on Saturday. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you'll find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program. You can also find this information on the Ship Report Facebook page. Well, there was a maritime news item this week that I have been thinking about ever since I saw it. It's the story about the U.S. Coast Guard investigation into the grounding of the Ever Forward in Chesapeake Bay. And the decision was that the accident was caused by inattention on the part of the Marine pilot who was on board the ship at the time. The report said that he was on his cell phone during the time the ship failed to make a turn and ended up going out of the channel and running hard aground. You can read the details about it at gcaptain.com and in other news outlets. Here's a quote from the G-Captain story. Quote, the U.S. Coast Guard says the pilot of the container ship Ever Forward was distracted by his cell phone when the 1,095-foot ship grounded in the Chesapeake Bay back in March, becoming stuck for more than a month before it was eventually refloated. Close quote. I've hesitated to comment on this story at all because I'm not a marine professional, and this is a pretty momentous story in the maritime industry context, one that I'm sure is reverberating through the piloting community especially. So I'm sensitive to that, and I'm not in that realm professionally, and so I feel like it's out of my purview, really, to say very much at all. But since I talk about pilots and their role in our lives so much on this show, I thought I should say something. So here's what I have to say about it, and this is pretty much all I'll say. I think this is an absolutely awful thing to happen to anyone. This man, who probably had a long career as a professional mariner on board ships and later as a marine pilot, now his ability to continue to do that job is in serious jeopardy because of a highly visible public mistake that had big consequences. What it says to me in a broad context and what it may mean for us as the public looking at an incident like this from the outside, what's the real takeaway for us? So I wanted to talk about that, and I see two things here. One is that some things you can't take back once they happen. And two, the cell phone has become an extension of our bodies that we are never without, and we've been lulled into the mistaken impression that we can get away with using it at times when we should not. You could say, and I'm sure that snarky commentators on social media have already said it, that he should have known better, that it's his own fault. Well, to that I say, of course he should have known better. And as far as fault, in the eyes of the Coast Guard and now the entire world, they have labeled that fault as his. What he did was make a mistake that cannot be taken back or unmade. Shouldn't we all have known better at various times in our lives? Tell me that you've never made a mistake you regret, even one that had big consequences, and I'd say you probably aren't being totally honest with me. Or you're just too young to have experienced much yet of life. All of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we make mistakes all the time, but they're generally private within our family or circle of friends, or no one knows about them at all. Close calls, poor judgment, on our phones when we shouldn't have been, distracted driving, distracted living. We can have a million excuses, but when something really bad happens, those excuses sound pretty paltry. For most of us, most of the time, mistakes are something we fix, something we apologize for, make amends, or if it's minor, we just adjust and keep going. But sometimes, and more so for people in certain jobs, mistakes have big repercussions and are made right out in front of everyone. So there's no escape, no backpedaling possible. And by certain jobs, I mean ones where the stakes are high. For our purposes here, I'll say first responders of all kinds, people whose jobs involve taking responsibility daily for life and death decisions made on the spur of the moment, depending on whatever conditions arise. So here we have a person in a job that requires high situational awareness. That's the term the Coast Guard uses to describe super-focused paying attention, being utterly present to the task at hand. It's not something we're too good at these days as humans, and modern society with its ubiquitous cell phones, there's just no escaping them. We've come to think mistakenly, because we get away with it all the time, that having one eye on your cell phone and one eye on the rest of your life is okay. And the insidious thing is that most of the time we get away with it. Even if it's to the detriment of our safety, the safety of others, and our relationships with other people in our lives. So if I have anything to say about this, I'd say let's all look around at our lives and see where there are mistakes that we can't afford to make. Ones that once made will stand forever, whether we want them to or not. And think a little more about when we might put down that cell phone and simply pay attention to what is going on around us. That situation, that mistake about to be made, that person or thing that needs our attention, so that we don't make those mistakes that can't be taken back, so we don't have to live with them forever. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.